Hello, everybody. Ella J here on behalf of WrestleZone. And today I am joined by a wrestling legend, hardcore country, Mickey James. How are you today?
I'm so good. Hi, Ella. How you doing?
Hello. I'm so excited to be talking with you. You have a busy month of April coming up. You've obviously got WrestleCon in Philly. Then a week later, you will be flying to Ballarat, Australia for StarCast and the Her event. And then the week after that, you'll be flying to Rochester for the first 2 weeks of the Last Match tour. Obviously, we got a lot to cover, but I mean, we are mainly here today to talk about your upcoming all women's event, your second, by the way, but this time it will be taking place under the banner of StarCast. So there's a lot going on there. How excited are you for this upcoming card?
I'm so excited. Obviously, it's been a lot of work to get to this point, and now, I mean, we're so close, but huge thank you to Cam and Australia with OPW. Huge thank you, obviously, to StarCast Events, to Conrad, to Steve K, our partners in all of this, and to all of the women who have agreed to come across the pond and all of the women who are in Australia to come together to like make this event happen. I'm so, so excited. And I've not met a lot of the Australian folks in the flesh yet. So that's exciting as well. Like I've only seen, you know, what I've seen and heard what I've heard. So
yeah, well, heard,
her.
Ha 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 ha.
You see
we'll
what
talk
I did
about
there.
That. It's funny. I think I've met more of this card because I met a bunch of them in Dallas 2 years ago because they were at Mania weekend. So I think I've met more of them than you at this point, which is ironic. But like we said, this is your second all women's event. Obviously, the first one was Empower, which this one is called Her. You know, we've been talking about we want a second Empower, a second all women's event from you for a couple years now. Why was now the right time to bring back an all women's show under kind of your tutelage? Tell us why, how this all came together.
Oh my gosh. Well, you know, Nick and I had been working with Cam for a while on this, and he kind of presented, and we had talked about either doing Her as a separate event and maybe doing this event. And then obviously when we started talking to Conrad and them and bringing that, I was like, you know, it's really, I think all together, because obviously this, I don't think this is something that the Australian fans have ever seen as far as a StarCast event. It's kind of a first time ever for them in that. And I was like, it'd be really magical to do these first time ever events together. Because they, you know, there is a strong woman scene over there, but there really isn't these, you know, all women's shows over there, where at here in the States, there is a fair amount. There's a fair amount of women's wrestling, and it's really prevalent here in the States. And even in Japan, obviously. But, you know, that's one market that really, really hasn't been tapped into as far as their female talent. And they got a lot of them out there, like a lot of great women out there. So, but we've been working on it for a while, you know, to kind of bring it together and you know, find the right talent and the right people and both sides of the world. And so I'm really excited about it. Like, you know, it's been a lot. It's been a lot of work in that sense. And it's been different challenges because it is on the other side of the world, you know.
And like you said, this is a market that hasn't really been tapped into. And I've spoken with several of the girls in the months leading up to this, just because, you know, I know a lot of them. And a lot of them have also brought up the same points that I have. Not only is it a market that hasn't been tapped into, but now you have, you know, whether you will say it yourself, a legend like yourself now coming in here and giving these girls an opportunity for, I mean, grand exposure. It's a bigger platform for them, which they're not necessarily used to unless they travel outside of Australia. So a lot of them are seriously looking forward to not only working with you, but obviously this is a great opportunity to showcase them on a higher platform. So I just hope, you know, I've spoken, a lot of them are so grateful for this opportunity and are obviously looking forward to working with you, and then obviously putting on a show with a mix of international talent too, as well, from the UK, the US, Mexico. You have a lot of representatives coming in. So I think it's an all around, it's a good thing for everyone involved.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you saying that. And I felt like, you know, that's the most important thing. I felt like even with Empower, like it was a lot of that, of like showcasing a lot of talent and people that you hadn't seen before in like a mainstream way. And then coming out of that, I look at the success of a lot of those ladies after Empower, you know, like I was talking about how Skye Blue, like she was in one of the opening matches of the show, and then look at her now, you know, Masha Slamovich is now a multi-time world champion and was showcasing that. Chelsea Green, for God's sakes,
Yeah.
the winner of the cup, which baby, I hope you got that cup nice and shined up on your mantle. But the winner of the cup, and now look at her, like look what she's doing now. Some of the best work of her whole career. And it's just like sometimes, you know, I think I prayed for that as a talent of just that right opportunity to be seen in the right way by the right person, to then want to give me an opportunity. And I was so grateful that that was achieved coming out of Empower. And all I can pray for is the same coming out of her. Yeah. So.
Well, like we said, this card, her, by the way, is going to be taking place on April 12th. Still at the time of recording is still, we know it's going to be available for people to watch. Don't quite know how yet, but by the time this comes out, I'm sure we'll have more details on that because I'm definitely going to be tuning into it, you
Well,
know.
I feel like by the time this comes out, it will have been announced that we're working with
Yes.
Fight TV, and it
Ah,
will broadcast on
Triller
Fight
now,
TV.
yeah.
Triller, it'll be working
Yeah.
with Triller, and it'll be broadcasting on Triller. Whether it goes live or not, I think it would be because I recognize that it's going to be so early in the morning here, and then even in the UK. So I feel like we're going to delay it a couple hours to put it like maybe midday or
Yeah.
something. So it's a more visible spot for our worldwide for everybody
Yeah,
else too.
and you can always go back and rewatch it too, you know. Regardless, I'm
Yeah.
gonna be tuning in. A lot of people are as well. But obviously you mentioned now the vast array of talent that are gonna be on this card. Like you said, we have representatives obviously from across the land of Australia. We also have former NXT UK Lizzie Evo. We have TNA Wrestling in Jordynne Grace and Jody Threat. We also have AAA with Lady Flamer. There's a lot of also, Steph DeLander's a mix of kind of everywhere. She's been back in TNA, GCW, obviously Australia. There's a lot of representatives on this card. So talk about obviously we'll talk about the booking process in a second, but talk about bringing in these different companies all together to one place.
It's been pretty, amazing, amazing. And that's where I have to give a sh huge shout out to Steve K as well, because a lot of like Steph and Tennille and the, you know, for
Yeah.
them to be able to come back home in a sense and be a part of this show and their home state after they've been able to go and do so much. I think it's a good representation for the women too, who are also in Australia, right? Like to be in line with a lot of those people who are doing it or have done it, as you know, to see achieve that success and stuff after. But it's been really great because obviously everybody's excited about it. And I think Steph going in that triple threat match against Lady Flamer, against Jody Threat, of like this cross branding and really cool mesh of styles and worlds, even is was that one was fun to put together, and it's just been great. I think, you know, it's best when everybody all works together, I suppose. I think it kind of makes these like magical moments happen, especially I think too. I don't know that you would ever see that in like I don't know that you would see that match in Mexico.
Yeah.
Or even stateside, you just don't know. And so a lot of since it is like a first time ever, it's really unique to be able to put on some of these matches or some of these people that the Australian audience hasn't seen working together. And even us in the States, we haven't seen a lot of these matches. So it's exciting. I mean, I think it's exciting. And at that Jordynne Grace versus Delta, that's going to be amazing. You know, and I was really like, even you talk about, I was really questioning, like, who should we put against Jordan for this match? And it was really this back and forth kind of battle. And then when OPW, I think OPW put out that one going, like, who should Jordan face after she retained the championship at the last pay-per-view? Who should Jordan face? And then it started to become very unanimous. It was very unanimous about like Delta, Delta, Delta. And then, you know, I went and I dug, I think these two powerhouses against each other and
Yeah.
the mesh of like the two different kind of styles. And it's going to be a fight. Like it's going to be a hell of a fight. I'm excited about it. I got little chill bumps just thinking about it because I think it's going to really show the you know, competitiveness on a championship level, on an international championship level. So.
I don't think people are ready for this match. I don't think people, oh man, I think people are going to be pleasantly surprised by this. You know, obviously a lot of the people stateside are not going to be as familiar with Delta, but that's kind of the thrill about it because I've seen her work. She has this just aggressive but intriguing presence about her, but she's also very strong and can match Jordynne Grace, which is not something that many people can say because Jordynne is the juggernaut. But I think this is going to be a cool battle of the powerhouses, and especially with the TNA Knockouts Championship on the line, you know, both of them are going to be going in super hard. So,
And I have to say thank you to TNA for, allowing this match to allow the championship to be on the line for this show. They're always amazing, right? Like, they've always been amazing to me. And one thing that they do is they always lift up their knockouts and their knockouts division. And to have Jordynne to be a part of it is going to be incredible as the champion. To have Jody to be a part of it, to come over as well, and to be a part of this other championship match. They're always, and thank you, Gail and Tommy, obviously, because that's been a lot of my conversations recently, but because they get it and they see it, and I think they're equally excited about it. And AAA Conan, for AAA's involvement in both, with Lady Flamer and like with the other, like with the StarCast show, like, it's important, I think, to have that representation. And I don't know, I know TNA's gone over to Australia, and I believe they're going back in June or July or something. So, I don't know that they would see this championship match, like, even when TNA was there or when they come back, right? And this, because obviously they have their champions and stuff like that. But, or if Jordynne Grace is even going to be champion by that point. Not that I mean, she's badass and a dominant champion, but you just never know. You never know.
Mickie
Delta could
James
beat
might
her.
come back and snatch that from her too.
Oh, what? Yeah. Yeah.
We'll have to see.
Could
You
do
know,
that.
you talk about representation on this card, though. Like we said, there is definitely a lot of recognizable faces. There's also from some newer faces or less familiar faces. If you're from the American or UK audience, obviously, if you're from Australia, you're going to know a lot of the girls on this card. But for those who are like yourself, again, one who was maybe not as aware of the Australian wrestling scene going into this, talk about your process of scouting and booking the kind of Australian bred talent that are working their way in that scene.
Oh, well, aside from like just scouring the internet, I have to give props to you, Ella, because I leaned on people that I know and that I trust their opinion. And you were certainly one of them. And we had talked even in Power, like, I think you put a lot of ladies in front of me that I had not really seen or like gone down, because I think that you get a lot of names thrown at you, obviously. And, the difference here was between this one and Empower was, even though I asked for like submissions and all that, I got a lot of submissions. So even when names came in front of me, I'm like, oh, this person actually sent something to me. So I'd then go back and look at their promo packet and look at all this other stuff. And then I'd go down their YouTube or
Yes,
Instagram wormhole and
can
kind of see
vouch.
what. Yeah,
She is a
totally. Like,
stalker in real life, too,
I
guys.
do. I'm a stalker because I want to know, and, so, yeah, but I have to say thank you to you, because I think you put a lot of these women in front of me. You put a lot of them in front of me. And some of the names I had heard before, I think, in talking to you, and then some of them I hadn't heard at all. And then I learned a lot about them because of that. So I appreciate that. And, obviously Cam's opinion, he's in Australia and he has OPW, so he knows a lot of the talent, firsthand. And to even have his championship on the line, and now he's going to crown his first ever women's tag team champions, which I'm so honored and proud and excited that Bull Nakano is going to be there, and this was a conversation we had prior to knowing that she was going in the Hall of Fame. And but then to have her be the one to kind of give these champions the belts, the championships, and that first ever crowning is powerful. It's so, so powerful, because I think that, what she's done for women's wrestling and in this business, and the amount of people, myself included, that look up to her, because she really, paved the way a lot, for a lot of people. So yeah, and then obviously the Victoria Classic, you know, we're in Victoria, the big main Visit Victoria is a huge
Yes.
sponsorship, a huge alignment. Thank you for that. But to have this her be able to go like these, this is like the best of Australia right now. Like this, these are the women to watch kind of thing. And then that person, you know, that winner will get a shot at the OPW Women's Championship in the future. So not only is it like this spotlight, and then for, you know, Victoria to kind of present them, it just, you know, it felt kind of perfect. Felt kind of perfect there. So yeah, I'm excited about that matchup too. The match I'm most excited about, and I haven't even brought it up, you know, I guess it
I was
has to be
saving it. I was saving it.
my own match. And it's like,
Yes.
it's, I have so, I'm so happy. I'm so happy about this match. I'm so excited about this match on so many levels for so many different reasons. Not only because Vic is one of my ride or dies, like she's my rod for sure, forever, because, you know, we traveled the roads together. We've seen so many eras, shall we say, of wrestling. And I personally, and it's not me being biased because I'm her friend and I adore her, but I also feel like I don't understand if people understand how damn good she is.
She is so
I
freaking
don't
good.
think people can even begin to wrap their head around it, to like not only be the first ever African American female Divas champion, and I think the longevity of her career as a woman in this industry in one company should be applauded on
17 years.
so many levels, because it's unheard of. It's really remarkable, you know. And I've never seen like every match like those, the w like I've always thought she was the cat's meow, right? Like I've always thought she's just so damn good. But we haven't wrestled each other. Like honestly, aside from like some
15
six
years.
girl or eight girl tag match.
Your last, for those who don't know, your last singles match was October of 2009. I believe it was Hell in a Cell.
For the Divas
That
Championship.
that's crazy because you worked together so much in like multi-women's and like tag teams. I was like, it's certainly gotta be. I thought like
Nope.
during your second run.
No.
No,
Never.
15 years.
Since we've stepped in across the ring from each other in like
Crazy.
this, it's crazy. It's insane when I think about it. I'm like, how did that even happen? But we were always aligned and we were always
Yeah.
together, you know? And like I said, if it was across the ring from each other, it was in like a six girl or eight girl tag
Yeah.
match, and that story was about, you know, it was another whole story or whatever. So, I think, you know, this is her first time being seen in the ring since
Yeah.
leaving WWE. So this is the first time we're going to see her back in this whole Vic's Crow, which is really amazing, right? Like it's so in line with who she is, and I think it's a real way for her to redefine herself and to remind people of who the hell she is, I guess. And I think I'm excited about it. I know she's going to bring it, but I also haven't been in the ring since my match with Trinity.
Yeah, it'll be 6 months by that point.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, I want to be able to like deliver, because I'm like, I've been so busy. I'm doing putting this together. I've been working with OVW behind the scenes with their women's division and stuff, and working on how to cultivate that and do some cool things there. Obviously, I have the Last Match musical around the corner. I mom so hard on the daily. You don't even know. No, yeah, but I
I
mean, I've just
do
been,
know,
so
but
I'm like,
yes.
I hope I'm ready for this match, because I know she's going to bring it, because she's going to come out the box swinging, because the first time we've seen her.
I am so excited for this matchup. First of all, the Divas era is still alive and well. Just want to say that a lot of people are excited about that. But I will be damned if I say you and Alicia Fox, Vix Crow, I think are top five sellers of all time. Are
Thank
two of
you.
the top five of all time. Like, I mean, well, it's kind of breaking kayfabe a little bit, but you two are so good. I am so looking forward to see how you counteract each other. Because again, we also haven't seen this is a matchup we haven't seen in the longest time, and you two have changed so much. It's also Vix's first singles match in 5 years since 2019. So it's also been a while since she's been in
Yeah.
singles competition. And then obviously, with yourself, you know, it's going to be 6 months by that point. But I have no doubt that you two are going to deliver. I think it's gonna be
Thank
an
you.
underrated gem. I think
I
it's
hope
going,
so.
you know, it's your own match, but I think it's a dark horse match on this card.
Right.
And I'm
Thank you.
so excited for it. I'm
Well, I'm
so excited for
excited
it.
and I'm praying that we deliver on every level because I know we both demand a lot out of ourselves.
Yeah.
And I know that we're going to, want that from each other. And I just hope I deliver, for the fans and for her and for her, like I
Yeah.
for all of it. But even thinking about that match and putting on this show at the same time, I'm like, this is one reason I didn't wrestle at Empower for this very reason, because I was very
Yeah.
focused on like making sure the sure the show was. So it's definitely like one of those little added pressures of like, and I was like, oh, if I'm gonna wrestle on the show, who I would love nothing more than to wrestle one of my greatest friends and allies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, I don't know if you know knowing you, I don't know if you know the answer to this, but obviously, like you said, you haven't. It'll be 6 months since you last wrestled, and then you wrestled at TNA 1000, but then before that, obviously, you were injured, so you were off for a little bit. You know, you are so involved in so many other things, you know, behind the scenes and all these other projects. So a lot of people have been curious about your in-ring career status. You know, is this going to
Yeah.
be the last rodeo of Mickie James, or what are your plans for retirement wise? Because I know you're peeling back the curtain a little bit. I know that's been something you've been
Yeah.
thinking about for a couple years now. What is your status of your in-ring career at this point?
Yeah, I think it's been crazy because I've been able to have like I had this whole like I felt like a resurgence of my career, after in a time where I was even like questioning my value or my worth as a performer. So, it's been exciting. I'm not retired. I have,
I will not let her retire without me seeing her retirement match. So you
right?
can't, you this is not your retirement match, by the
No,
way.
no, 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 no. I think that, everything is like balance, right? And I do have a lot on my plate right now. Like I knew we were planning this in Australia. We hadn't announced it, but I knew I'm a co-producer with the Last Match musical. And I'm so grateful, to be a part of that with Jeremiah and Rachel. And, there's so many incredible names attached to it and a part of it. So when they obviously offered the role of like the mother,
Yeah.
Nick wasn't with WWE. Like, so a lot of changes have been happening. And I think, obviously because of that, we've had to make a lot of changes. And, I thought it was important for our family that I was home more for Donovan. Nick gladly took that role when I was on the road full time. And it was just a lot trying to balance everything, trying to get ready for this and do that, and Donovan's schedule and everything else. So I decided to take a back seat for a minute as far as my in-ring, like trying to hustle every 2 weeks and go out for these, 4 day trips, 5 day. It was
Yeah.
just a lot. It became a lot. So I still take bookings and I still do signings here and there. And then obviously my focus has been on these projects for right now. Just while we were like trying to balance out like what this new landscape looked like, right? I am open to wrestling. I love wrestling. But also I got a lot of cool stuff on the horizon, that I've been doing or been working on or have already done and hasn't been released yet, or TBD stuff.
Yes.
I'm really excited about the OVW position and that stuff, that like to help that their women's division and trying to cultivate content, female-led content for that brand. It's been awesome. I get go up almost every Thursday for TV and then back with production and finding my ways to still keep my feet wet in wrestling, you know, and making sure, because I love it so much. But also, like, still be just more present here right now. It's been a lot. It's been different shoes to wear, you
Yeah,
know?
she's got
It's been
some
an
TBD
adjustment.
stuff you'll have to pay attention
TBD.
to. But yeah, your plate is so stacked for April, you know. But like you said, a part of that also is the last match. It's kind of
Yeah.
a Broadway musical, but also intertwining wrestling. It's so unique and fun, and I'm
Yay.
so glad that it is so close to me that I will be able to be there for opening weekend in
That's
Rochester.
amazing.
You are
Yes.
playing the mother. From what I understand, I don't know if you're like a producer. I know you have some backstage involvement too. So for those who don't know, tell us about your involvement in the Last Match project and what people can expect.
Oh, well, thank you. I am a co-producer on it.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, pretty much, I didn't write it. You know, I didn't write the script. I went out to, I was asked to be a part of this project, more as like a legend kind of ambassador. When they first launched it, when was it, like last year before last or so, in
2022.
Jersey? Yes. And I remember going out to the show with zero expectations, because you just, I didn't know what it was going to be, what it was going to, and I was like, this is so good. It's so unique, and it really, like, transcends just wrestling audiences. I mean, there were kids in the front row, there were chants. It's still, wrestling is like this beautiful backdrop to this, to these, this other story of like this love story, and this, and I guess it resonated with me too, because you think back to 2022, like, it was really like contemplating, like, okay, am I done? Am I still wrestling? What am I doing? Like, I'm on this last rodeo. It was like this weird, like, correlation, because it's really about this guy, who is, his career is kind of coming to an end, and he was champion, he was all these things, and his wife, her career is launching and taking off, you know, and she's really starting to shine. And then obviously this new guy is coming in, and he's the new top, you know, top guy kind of thing. And so it rolls into wrestling in that part, but it's also the way it's told. It really, I remember that opening night then, because that's what that was. There were theater fans in the audience, there were wrestling fans in the audience, and there were really like this blend of both. And the fact that it is like a wrestling rock musical, it's kind of like that Cirque du Soleil kind of feel of,
Yeah.
like, it is wrestling, but it's also music, and it's also, you know, theater, and the crossing of like the theater folks in with the wrestling people, of them learning how to wrestle, but then also like the wrestlers learning how to sing, you know, it's been wild. It's been wild. And so I'm going out for my first rehearsals out there after I get back from Australia. And then we launch in Rochester, and then it's like, I think, a month and a half, almost 2 months of tour dates. So I'm excited about that, and I'll be on all of them except for one, because Donovan, it's his, not his last day of school, but it's his graduation, like, ceremony on
Yeah.
that last Friday. I think it's in South Carolina. And then I go back for the last show right now in Atlanta, unless they add more dates, right? Like Nashville, because I
Yeah,
live
I
here, and
mean
I'll.
that's Music City, so I feel like
It
they
is
have
kind
to,
of Music City, but
but you know,
maybe next tour.
I'm selfishly grateful that you'll be kind of near me, so I'm
Yeah,
looking
I
forward to
know.
that.
I'll be there for like 2 weeks
I
almost.
know. We'll hang out,
Yeah.
bestie.
Hey.
Exactly. Now, your
We'll have to
role
go to our
as.
old stomping grounds, that Seneca Casino. Yeah. And walk over to the falls.
I
Yeah.
mean,
Or a golf cart.
you're driving, though. I'm not driving.
Right. Right.
With
I'll
your
drive
role
though.
as the mother, though, I don't even know if you would know. Is it like a singing part or what do you
It
know,
is
like
a
the kind
singing
of the
part.
details? Ooh, okay.
So yeah. It is a singing part, and she plays, which is kind of funny, like, she plays like this grizzled veteran mom of like 15 kids, and she's been in the business forever. But she sings this. This role specifically, the woman who played it in the original tour, in the original launch and the tour and stuff, she was incredible, like, incredible. And so when I got offered kind of that, I was like, oh, I don't know, like, 'cause she was amazing. But the role, like that, she has one scene in the whole thing, and it's in this match, and but it killed it. Like, it got a standing ovation, you know. I'm ho
And you can,
hoping for half a standing ovation, you know.
I can guarantee I will be at least one
A golf
person. You
clap.
have at least one
You're gonna,
person.
I'm getting a golf clap from you. Wow. Okay.
Just no, I'm just saying you have at least me. I will give
Thank
you. I'm
you.
not gonna clap and be really loud on my mic, that's all. But I'm just saying it's appropriate because according to obviously the internet, you are a mother and you're mothering all the time and you're my
I know
mother.
there's a lot
So
of battles
like
for this mother persona here in the wrestling world. I need it to be known, right? I get there's a mommy, and that's cool. That's I like it. I like it. But there is only one mother, and she is me, and I am her.
She is Mickey James.
Period.
She's my mother. She was my mother before she was y'all's mother, I'm just saying.
Yeah. There's a lot of mothering happening.
There is. It's gonna be a mother off, but I'm so
Is
excited.
going to be a mother off.
I'm so excited for that. Mackenzie Mitchell is obviously also involved in the project. I believe Vicious Vicky is as well. There's some wrestling per there's legit wrestling personalities involved in it.
Absolutely.
So
Oh, it's so
that's the
amazing to
beauty of
get
it.
Mackenzie Mitchell on board as Scarlett Sublime. Like, she's going to be on the whole show, like, because she's like the commentator kind of host of the. She's so amazing in that already. And then I saw her, I had to text her. I'm like, what am I gonna do now? As the when they announced that I'm the mother, like she did this beautiful like whole thing. Yeah, that's so her. Like she's gonna kill it. She's gonna kill it.
I love her. I can't wait to see you guys.
Yeah,
It's going
she's
to be
great.
such a fun experience that I don't think you really could never experience elsewhere. I know I've never experienced something like
Yeah.
that. So I'm looking forward to that. Two more questions for you. Obviously, like we said, her is going to be a big event. Honor, excel, respect. Tell us about the name her and what those honor, excel, respect attributes kind of mean to you.
Oh, I thank you. Well, it was a battle like going back and forth of like what we should name this and what we would. And I always, you know, I'm also I know it originally went out like, oh, Empower 2, and there was like a little bit of scuttlebutt over that. But also, I think that I would rather something stand alone in its own beautiful moment than to be the second of something else, because then it automatically is that comparison in this weird kind of way. And I think that one was so amazing and beautiful and awesome for so many reasons, and I want this one to be the same and in its own right. But when thinking of that, like her, I felt like it's a powerful word in the sense of like of that like inclusivity, but also about the honor, like the you have to honor this business, and we honor each other. And we, in order for it to be successful and for us to be successful, right? And the excellence and the excel of like the, you know, that's really what you have to demand of yourself. And that's like really, you know, that's what I hope that this is representing is that of women's wrestling right now, and in Australia, and respect, because I think that one thing, you know, this business demands and real is really so important is that respect, both of in the ring, but behind the scenes, and that kind of how we all kind of thrive is out of that respect for one another, like in the sense of like not everybody has to like each other, right? Like we're not going to no one's not everyone's going to get along with everyone, but you can go out there and make magic with anyone if you know, share that same respect and love for, you know, yourselves as a performer, as a professional, but also the business as a whole, because there's only one end goal, and that is, you know, that we all rise up, right? So, yeah, that's all. That's all that is.
I think it's beautiful. It's tying together that camaraderie, but also,
Yeah.
celebrating women's wrestling at the same time. And like we said, this is going to be your second all women's show kind of under your wing. Are you hoping to make this not an annual thing because your schedule's crazy, but maybe like a biannual thing? Are you hoping to do more events like this in the future?
Yeah, of course. I would love to. I mean, I would love for this to be an, and if this takes off, and it's, I would love for it to be an annual Australian event for her, you know, or, you know, there's a lot of things that play and a lot of things that kind of go into doing stuff like that. And I guess, you know, in that vision, in that grand scheme of like trying to do something, you recognize like, okay, this is why it's sometimes difficult, right? But at the same time, I think that the genuine like excitement around it, anytime a woman's event like this is put on, and you think back to Evolution, to Empower, to the Knockouts Knockdown, you know, to now her, of like these kind of all women things, like there is a genuine excitement and love and like this rah about it that I hope that, you know, a company, any company, kind of step up and recognizes that and like, you know, is doing it for their own, for their own groups and for their own, you know, stuff. So, but yeah, annually, sure. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go. Depending how the rest of your year looks, anyways.
Right.
You got a busy plate, especially through the summer, but you guys will have to
I'm
stay
always
tuned for
spinning
more.
all these plates.
Yeah.
That's why my hands are so big. It's because I can hold multiple
Oh my
plates.
God. Yeah, yeah, that's true. And you wear multiple hats, so that is
I
true.
do.
But
I love a good hat.
you do have a lot coming up, especially through the summer, but some of that you guys will have to stay tuned for because Mickey will make
Yeah.
those announcements herself. Mickey,
Thank
before
you.
we let you go, please let the listeners know where they can find you online.
Oh, well, you can find me at Mickey James, at the Mickey James, mickeyjames.com. If you go to mickeyjames.com, you gotta spell it MickeyKIE, right? Just in case you don't know. mickeyjames.com, and it'll show you everywhere you can find me, all my socials, all my stuff, my calendar's there, all kinds of fun things. Yeah.
And don't forget to tune into the Her event on Triller TV. It's going down on April 12th. Don't know quite know when it's going to exactly be airing at the time of recording this, but stay tuned on Mickey's socials and obviously Starcast events and OPW Wrestling on Twitter and all the platforms. You can find more information there. I'm looking
Awesome.
extremely forward to this card. And I also don't know if you know, but I believe these OPW Women's Tag Team Championships are the first ever Women's Tag Team Championships in all of Australia history. So that is another.
Shut up.
Yes. From what I understand, it is. So that's another huge history-making moment going down in Ballarat.
How about that? Yes. Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yes.
Yay.
Yes.
That's cool.
So, yes, I look
Thanks for that.
forward to that and all the talent involved from Australia, TNA, AAA. We got GCW reps in there. Mickey, thank you so much for chatting with me here today.
Oh my God. Thank you, Ella.